Curiously enough, quite a lot of these have come from sand. So let's talk about the four ages of sand. From sand, we make glass. From glass, we make lenses. And from lenses, we make telescopes. When the great early astronomers, Copernicus, Galileo, and others, turned their telescopes on the heavens and discovered that the universe was an astonishingly different place than we expected, and that far from the world being most of the universe, with just a few little bright lights going around it, it turned out, and this took a long, long, long time to sink in, that it is just one tiny little speck going around a little nuclear fireball, which is one of millions and millions and millions that make up this particular galaxy, and our galaxy is one of millions or billions that make up the universe, and that then we are also faced with the possibility that there may be billions of universes, that applied a little bit of a corrective to the perspective that the universe was ours. I rather love that notion, and as I was discussing with someone earlier today, there's a book I thoroughly enjoyed recently by David Deutsch, who is an advocate of the multiple universe view of the universe, called The Fabric of Reality, in which he explores the notion of a quantum multiple universe view of the universe. This came from the famous wave-particle dichotomy about the behavior of light, that you couldn't measure it as a wave when it behaves as a wave, or as a particle when it behaves as a particle. How does this come to be? David Deutsch points out that if you imagine that our universe is simply one layer, and that there is an infinite multiplicity of universes spreading out on either side, not only does it solve the problem, but the problem simply goes away. This is exactly how you expect light to behave under those circumstances. Quantum mechanics has claims to be predicated on the notion that the universe behaves as if there was a multiplicity of universes, but it rather strains our credulity to think that there actually would be. This goes straight back to Galileo and the Vatican. In fact, what the Vatican said to Galileo was, "We don't dispute your readings. We just dispute the explanation you put on them. It's all very well for you to say that the planets sort of do that as they go round, and it is as if we were a planet and those planets were all going round the sun. It's all right to say it's as if that were happening, but you're not allowed to say that's what is happening, because we have a total lockhold on universal truth, and also it simply strains our personal credulity." Just so. I think that the idea that there are multiple universes currently strains our credulity, but it may well be that it's simply one more strain that we have to learn to live with, just as we've had to learn to live with a whole bunch of them in the past. The only thing that comes out of that vision of the universe is that it turns out to be composed almost entirely, and rather worryingly, of nothing. Wherever you look, there is nothing, with occasional tiny, tiny little specks of rock or light.